This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, and oh my gosh, do I have stories to tell. I can't even begin to tell you how many stories. We could take hours and hours and hours. I'll break out the slide projector and, you know, show you the... Remember that when your parents used to go on a trip and they'd come home and, you know, the big family event was the slide projector and they'd get out the big screen and, you know, go through it.
Oh, yes.
Won't quite do that, but it was great in New York City. It was really fantastic for many, many reasons. It's a great city, but I have to tell you, the people we traveled with, the fine listeners of this program represented so well by the group of 60 folks who joined us, most of whom were from North Dakota. We had a couple of South Dakotans, one Minnesotan, but the majority of them North Dakotans were just fantastic. We had so much fun. We really enjoyed getting to know a lot of great people. You'll hear some of their voices today. We'll spend some time mostly in the 10 o'clock hour today talking about the trip. Break out the slide projector and everything.
We need to have Rev find a little kajink kajink. You and I should both work it.
Exactly.
Phil Parker came here. He might still have that because every once in a while he would do that. You want the quote of the whole thing from the appearance on Fox and Friends? 12 seconds. Check this out.
What's your name and what are your plans today?
Jackie Retton, and we're going to see the city.
Oh, how exciting. What's top on your list, sir? To do in New York City, what do you want
to
do?
Make it back to North Dakota.
You got to love that.
I know.
Make it back to North Dakota. Love it.
I posted on my Facebook page, and Todd, if you haven't yet, you can share those on the What's On Your Mind and K-Fire page, too. The whole photo montage, and then we also did the clip of that entire appearance on Fox News Channel as well, but that guy was a hoot. The folks at Fox were just so nice. I mean, Elizabeth Hasselbeck and Steve Ducey. Brian Kilmeade wasn't there a long time, but you'd like this. So Brian Kilmeade, we get the group in there, get them all assembled, and they're just wrapping up one part of the show and about to go into a break, and then that's when they'll include us. But so Brian walks over and he says, anybody drunk yet? There was something like, so you're from North Dakota, anybody drunk yet? You know, he was Brian. That's what he is. You know, he's having a grand old time. So they were great. Also ran into Dana Perino one night on her way to do Megyn Kelly on Fox News Channel. So that was great fun. Anyway, I want to spend a little time today talking about San Bernardino, California, and this attack. You know, and I think quite honestly, it's a riot. We spent a lot of time. This was very valuable for me as the host of this program, to spend some time with people that listen to the program, okay? And, you know, get to know them a little better. That part was fun on a personal level, but professionally, just to understand what they like, what they don't like about the show. I have some questions that they have handed out a couple of times, some index cards, and just said, you know, what questions do you want me to answer on the air? And we're going to do some of that next hour. We'll talk a little bit about the show and about the trips.
Last day, by the way.
They love you, Todd. They all love you. Is Todd coming next time on the trip? And, you know, tell Todd to keep laughing like that. I don't know what that means. I like it when he laughs like that.
The Barney Rubble laugh? I've never heard that before, but I won't deny it.
Yeah.
51 years old, I've never been accused of laughing like Barney Rubble. But, hey, if, you know, I get it.
We had great feedback, and I said, tell me what you like, tell me what you don't like, so we'll share all of that the next hour, so stay tuned. But here's what really struck me. About the trip and about the sentiment, because obviously we're paying attention. I was paying attention to what was happening in the news and relaying to the group what was going on. We had a busy schedule. We packed. I mean, from 5 a.m., some people arriving at the airport at 3 and actually getting on the plane at 5. The Bismarck and Fargo flights both leaving about the same time on Tuesday, all the way through getting home late, late, late. Some of the folks that joined us, Dan and Susie Powell, from Bowman, the ranchers out there, they landed in Bismarck at midnight, went home to Bowman, you know. So I said, text me when you get home so I know you're home safe and sound after that long drive. And they did. But So a lot of folks packing a lot in that trip, not necessarily paying attention to every bit of detail on what was happening as a result of this attack in San Bernardino. And 9/11 is, I think, where it all crystallized. The 9/11 Museum, the 9/11 Memorial, in my mind, and lots of commentary from the group as well about that, that, you know, remember how you felt on 9/11? Remember how you felt in the days and weeks after 9/11? At what point didn't you feel like that anymore? And I get that time heals, right? Time heals a lot, and it should. But you need to keep that level of resolve. I've come away with a fix. And the fix is our resolve needs to return. And I'm not even going to put all on the president. I mean, the president is nothing short of a buffoon. It's really sad to see this president, you know. And you know what? A lot of people for a lot of years criticized the president just because he was a Democrat or he was of a different opinion than them. And I could say I've, you know, plenty of times where that's been the truth for me. I've never disliked, I don't hate anyone, never, you know, just disliked him for the fact that he was a Democrat or that he was, you know, had different views or any of that. Right now, I am of the opinion the man is incompetent, partly, and also of a very dangerous mindset. A very dangerous mindset. I think Donald Trump actually has it right. Can I call an audible here on a clip of audio that I'd like you to play, Todd, different than what I had wanted you to play earlier? Would you play
number you're kind of doing your Rush Limbaugh imitation, right? Then you have a set of audio and then you just play it.
How's that? Yeah.
Your formerly nicotine-stained fingers.
Right. I'm going to call an audible. It's number three.
Obama number three? Which number three are you talking about? I've got two different sets of things.
Do you see the... I'm talking the Donald Trump one. The Donald Trump. I don't know
Trump
if that's
on Obama.
Yeah.
Trump on Obama.
Trump on Obama. I'm saying Donald Trump has it right. Roll that, if you would.
All right. Okay.
You got about it. I figured maybe not, but it turns out probably was related. Radical Islamic terrorism. And I'll tell you what, we have a president that refuses to use the term. He refuses to say it. There's something going on with him that we don't know about.
There's something going on with him that we don't know about.
By the way, I'm reminded by a texter. I forgot this. You use the actual word Obama, but
I know.
I mean, you had to, but
we self-imposed, you know, that restriction on ourselves because we just didn't want to talk about the guy. Obviously, we have.
I think in this case,
it.
You had to identify the sound cuts you want.
My point is this, and we're going to hear it. We're going to go through the president's speech a little bit today, and try and parse this a little bit. And there's actually a part of the president's speech that I very much applaud. Should we start with that? Can I call another audible?
Sure. Don't tell me which one you want. Give me the name of the cut here.
All right. It is.
Because I know planning is for people who can't think on their feet. I've
number four.
That, so.
Number four.
Obama number four.
Yeah, roll up.
That does not mean denying the fact that an extremist ideology has spread within some Muslim communities. It's a real problem that Muslims must confront without excuse. Muslim leaders here and around the globe have to continue working with us to decisively and unequivocally reject the hateful ideology that groups like ISIL and Al-Qaeda promote, to speak out against not just acts of violence, but also those interpretations of Islam that are incompatible with the values of religious tolerance, mutual respect, and human dignity.
All right, I don't know the number, but let's say 99% of the Muslims that are in America are peace-loving, law-abiding Muslims, okay? And 1% are wrapped up into this, you know, I like the new term, they've been radicalized. Yeah, I'm so sick of terms and what we'll call things and not call things. Look, let's just call a spade, okay? It's terrorism. I don't care what you want to put in front of it. If it's Muslim terrorism, it was in San Bernardino. Fine, right? But terrorism is terrorism. And get to the root of it. But specifically to what these people did, I mean, you had neighbors that said, gosh, you're getting a lot of deliveries to the garage. What the heck? Oh, I better not say anything. You know why? Because this president and all kinds of other people in the politically correct crowd have run around saying, ooh, you can't say that. You can't say that. They're worried about words. Well, screw the battle over words, pardon my French. Let's deal with the actual root cause. And I'm not going to wait for a president. This one or the next one or any other or a candidate or a politician or a senator or a House member or anything else to fix it. They won't. It will not be fixed until we. Yes, we, ladies and gentlemen, as in me and you and your friends and neighbors and coworkers, have the resolve we had after 9/11. That's what it's going to take. And the elected folks will follow us. That's what it's going to take, in my mind, to fix this. And if we don't, it's coming to you, neighborhood by neighborhood. Maybe not next week, maybe not next month, but it is. My take, I want yours on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Let's talk about what happened last week and the reaction to it.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
If you're looking for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, the folks at S&S Motors will find it. They have a custom vehicle buying service. Bottom line, you tell them what you want, they'll find it, and at a below market price. That's how they do it. Check out their website, snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. Don't like what you see? Call them up, tell them what you want, they'll find it. Call Brent or Jeanne right now at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 or online at snsmotorsinc.com.
Your employees are your greatest asset. Their talent is immeasurable. How do you retain and develop your most precious commodity? A business partnership with the University of Mary offers your organization a venue to develop your employees with customized courses and accelerated degree programs. Partnering with the University of Mary provides scholarships and much more. Grow your business. Invest in your employees. Call Lindsay Shonak at 701-232-7088 today to learn more about how you can partner with the University of Mary.
Saturday means as much as someday. Just ask the kids. So when you promise a weekend of camping they'll have. At Alaris, we promise to help you prepare for your future without sacrificing your present. Because we believe planning for tomorrow shouldn't get in the way of planning for tomorrow. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, I know I'm live. I'm waiting for Todd to play Loretta Lynch. Are we going to play that?
I'm sorry. Misunderstood.
The Attorney General of the United States.
The car wash theme music.
Yeah, I was kind of into the car wash theme, too. We're back on What's on Your Mind. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. Here is the Attorney General of the United States after the attacks last week.
Since 9/11, we've had over 1,000 investigations into acts of anti-Muslim hatred, including rhetoric and bigoted actions, with over 45 prosecutions arising out of that. I think, sadly, that number is going to continue. I think it's important, however, that as we again talk about the importance of free speech, we make it clear that actions predicated on violent talk are not America. They are not who we are, they're not what we do, and they will be prosecuted. So I want that message to be clear also.
Yeah, thank you for making that very clear, that you plan to prosecute people for words. And that you're talking about that after San Bernardino. I have a prize for you if you call this program with the name of FDR's Attorney General on this date in 1941, December 7th, 1941. Think about that. Can you imagine after that attack? You know, I am so glad. We're sitting here hopping mad because of what have happened and what is happening. And now we have, as I mentioned, the resolve from our group, having just been in New York City at Ground Zero at the 9/11 Museum and Memorial. And out here today we have December 7th, 1941, because that's the kind of resolve we need. But can you imagine if the response from the Attorney General of FDR was to worry about people that were, you know, concerned about repercussions against the Japanese. Again, don't lecture me. I'm not some, you know, a complete and total idiot. I'm not going to react to what happened to San Bernardino to go find the first Muslim I can and start berating them. I mean, the American people are better than this. This childish attempt to balance the concern between anti-Muslim rhetoric and Muslim terrorism. When will it end? And I'll be clear again. Anyone who hates a fellow human being for any reason isn't following the golden rule. They're already in trouble. But it's not murder. We're talking about death versus words. This is a public correctness insanity. We need to focus on the real threat. And please do me this favor. Don't wait for somebody to be the perfect leader to do it. Because if you have the resolve that it needs to be done, that will take care of itself in my mind. No question about it. And we won't have this, you know, it's hard to watch. Loretta Lynch and her response. Here's the president, by the way. The first clip you're going to hear, first comment was from Wednesday, then Thursday, and then Saturday. Notice how it sort of changes. We were there when it happened, but listen how the president evolved.
We have a pattern now of mass shootings in this country that has no parallel anywhere else in the world. It is possible that this was terrorist-related. But we don't know. It is entirely possible that these two attackers were radicalized to commit this act of terror.
It's kind of possible. Possible.
Wow.
I mean, can you see? But it's just too frustrating to wait to get it right. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can. com to find out more. Call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline and tell me what's on your mind. David Limbaugh coming up here in a little bit. David Limbaugh has written a book called The Emmaus Code. What is the Emmaus Code? We're going to find that out on the program today. It is Christmas. The Christmas story. The birth of a Savior. Whatever your religious belief, that historic event is a big deal. And now till Christmas, we'll give you some examples of digging into that story a little bit. David Limbaugh being the first today on the program. Welcome your calls for him. Frank in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, I wouldn't have said this in public before until I heard Donald Trump say it a clip this morning, but a couple days ago I was telling my girlfriend that that kid those two shooters had dropped them off at their grandmother's house I said, I'd go and take that kid away and adopt him out to a Catholic family in Bolivia or something. And then today I heard Donald Trump this morning saying he'd go after terrorist families because, well, I don't know if they care if they die or not, but they want their families left alone. So there's probably a lot of things this country could do to cut down on that kind of terrorist activity. So just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, interesting. I'm not quite following you on the baby. You're saying to tick them off, basically, to make the family mad, you'd do that? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that what's he going to be taught by his grandma, uncles, cousins, whatever, other than
that his parents
were heroes, they're in glory with Muhammad or whatever,
right.
Or whoever
they're
in. Got to get them out of there. Get them to a Catholic family somewhere or something.
And your other point is, much of the president's address, which we have here, and we could go through. I have clips of it to play for you. Basically, if you missed the president's speech, let me just summarize for you. We're doing fine. We got this. And don't become mean and nasty. Because that's what they want from you. Yeah. And we don't really need to go over there because, at one point in here, he actually says that, ISIL was part of what we fought in Iraq. Hello, Sherlock. Why the heck don't you think why were we over there in the first place? Two, why the heck do we cut and run for crying out loud? And how have they taken over since? As I've just demonstrated, you can't let them get to you. And I won't.
Okay.
But I appreciate the call, Frank. Thank you. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, here's Bill in Mapleton. You're next. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was calling on an attack that we had in our convenience store over here in Mapleton last week where that guy broke in took that dinner girl in the bathroom there. He beat her so bad and everything. I'm friends with some of the people there. And he was beating and raping her, and she wasn't even recognizable. There was blood everywhere, and it's all being downplayed. Like it wasn't as big a deal as it was. It's a very big deal. I think that's real bad that one of our people here in North Dakota beaten by one of these people at the same time. In his language, is muttering God is good.
Yeah, right. My understanding, Valley News Live reported that the attacker in this case was chanting Allah Akbar the entire time he's raping this convenience store clerk in Mapleton, and as you said, a horrific attack and everything else. That's terrorism to me, Bill. I don't know.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I agree with it being terrorism, but it seems like it's being a little bit downplayed. Now, I like what, you put it out exactly how it should be. I mean, that's what should be told to the people in this state and all around, is that we got some real bad acts going on.
Right. So here's the deal. It's happening in Mapleton, North Dakota, for crying out loud, ladies and gentlemen. Right? Mapleton, North Dakota, at a holiday party in San Bernardino, California. And we're in a lot of places. Unless you get the resolve to say this will end, and it will end now, because you need to drag elected leaders along the way to fix this mess, and that's drain that swamp.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In part today by our friends at Apache. Great deals on the 2015s right now. They're moving them on out. In fact, they told me, here's the term they use, deep discounts. Deep discounts on all the remaining 2015 Apache sprayers. And you'll find no finer sprayer than an Apache sprayer. 2016s are in right now, too. Best of the best. There's some low interest financing going on right now. And, of course, that ET Ag Center is, too. That means you can find the parts you need, not only for Apache sprayers, but anything in the application world. HighPlainsApache.com. Stop and see them in Mandan or in Frontier. Exit 60 south of Fargo. Mandan across from the Bonanza. Tell them Scott sent you. We're going to chat with David Limbaugh on the Emmaus Code in just a moment. A book that is getting a lot of rave reviews, and I hope you'll appreciate that. Let's see here. We have John and Minot wanted to weigh in on the Maple Dip thing, so I'm going to do that quickly here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Todd, then I'll have that clip. Go ahead, John. What's up?
Yeah, a lot of people probably don't know what the Sharia law is or heard of it. But if this girl were a Muslim, this one that was raped in Mapleton, it would be okay to put this girl to death because she brought, what's the word I'm looking for? She brought disgrace to the family.
For being
That's
raped?
How ridiculous this Sharia law is. And there are some judges that are going by it, from
you're
what
saying,
I hear.
You're saying she gets raped, and your understanding of the Quran is that because the Sharia law, rather, is because she is raped, that she then brought disgrace to the family, as if it was her fault.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Put to death before she brings, so she doesn't bring disgrace to the family.
Yeah. Interesting, John. I don't know if that's a correct interpretation, but I've heard similar things, and I will tell you this. The fact that the individual who raped her is yelling Allah Akbar the entire time removes any doubt in my mind. This gets into, again, Loretta Lynch and what we were talking about earlier, and the president are worrying about words and, what you call it, and not wanting to say it's terrorism. That's terrorism. That is terrorism. And the fact that it's in a small town, North Dakota, is alarming. Appreciate the call, though, in the comments. Thanks. 800-228-0550. We have a straw poll on the presidential race. And I think I'll save the Ben Carson clip for later when we play it. We played a Trump clip earlier, but I'll save that for coming up here a little bit. But stay tuned for that next hour, and also a travel log on our New York City trip as well for folks that joined us, and more of your comments as well. Right now, I want to bring in David Limbaugh, who's written a book called The Emmaus Code. He is the New York Times bestselling author of Jesus on Trial. We scheduled David as part of a effort to focus on the greatest story ever told between now and Christmas, our contribution, if you will, on this story that, you know, maybe we can bring it to some folks that never heard it. And a prime example of that being a focus on the Old Testament with David Limbaugh. who is back. David, nice to have you on the program again. How are you?
Scott, I'm great. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing?
Doing really well. Thank you very much. Congratulations on the book and all the appropriate attention it's getting.
Thank you.
I know this is not your first book. This is, number seven now, I think? Six or seven.
Yeah.
You've written some dandies, so this is not your first rodeo, but I've just noticed a great deal of attention to this book, which is fantastic. What is the Emmaus Code, by the way?
Well, it's derived from a story in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, where two of Jesus' disciples are walking along the Emmaus Road on the way to Jerusalem, on the way to Emmaus, which is about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they're despondent because Jesus had died, and they had expected him to be their promised Messiah who would deliver Israel politically and militarily from the Roman oppressors. But he died with barely a whimper and a humiliating death, and their whole world was crumbling around him because he wasn't who they thought he was. And so Jesus appears out of nowhere and begins walking with them, and they are not allowed to recognize him, the gospel tells us. And he asks them what they're upset about, what they're talking about. And they say, are you the only one in the world who doesn't know what has gone on in this area recently? And he then proceeds to open up the scriptures to them and show how every bit of the Old Testament, because there weren't the New Testament hadn't been written yet, all of it pointed to him. So right after he did that, they broke bread and they were allowed to recognize him then, and then he left as quickly as he came, and they said to each other, did our hearts not burn within us as he revealed himself to us? So they were witnesses to the greatest Bible lesson ever taught in the history of the world by the Son of God. They were actually students of that teaching. And the idea of the Emmaus Code is that the key, the code to unlocking the Old Testament is Jesus Christ. If we understand that Jesus Christ is central to the Old Testament, that he's on every page, prefigured, foreshadowed in the Old Testament, as he said he was, then we will have a better understanding of the entire Old Testament and thus the entire Bible.
To a lot of Christians, the Old Testament is heavy lifting, right? The stories you pick out from here and there, and it's just a little bit bewildering because there's archaic laws, the names are hard to follow. Is that why you did this? You wanted to make this a little easier for everyone?
Yeah, that's one reason. I came to Christianity, became a believer largely through the Old Testament. And I think Christians make a big mistake undervaluing the Old Testament. Some Christians undervalue it and are intimidated by it. So this is kind of a primer. It's an introduction to the Old Testament to make it easier. I go through each book and outline and summarize what it's about, and then specifically point out how Christ is pointed to in each of these books. I also do two chapters on summarizing and outlining Old Testament history, because I believe if people have a better idea of the grand sweep of Old Testament history, they'll have a better idea of the entire message that the Old Testament is trying to communicate. And it's foundational to the New. It's critical that we understand the Old Testament, because it points us to Christ. It shows us our desperate need for a Savior, because we're unable to save ourselves apart from God.
Some people would have us believe that the Bible is, a written record of the search for God by man, right?
Right.
What do you say to those folks?
Well, before I became a Christian, and this is true of so many people that are thoughtful people, I'm not saying I'm a thoughtful person, but we all wonder where we came from. What are the important things in life? Why are we here? Who made us? Who created us? And so are not biblically oriented, we try to fashion a God in our own image, and we try to fashion our own idea of what God is like. So philosophy is, through history, is a record of man's search for God, and a lot of religions are. But Christianity, the Judeo-Christian religion, the Old Testament, New Testament, they record God's search for man, so to speak. I mean, this God in the Garden of Eden says, where are you, Adam? And I think obviously we scoff, and some people say, well, God's omniscient. He knew where Adam was. What's the point of this? I think it was a figurative comment. When God asks Adam where he is, he's asking all of us, where are we in relationship to him? He created us for a relationship with himself, And he is telling us how important that is. We are to abide in him. We are supposed to dwell in him. And that's why he's saying, where are you with me? Get right with me. Put your faith in me. Don't put it in other gods. Place your faith in Jesus Christ. And so it's basically God wooing us to him. And that's what, and the Bible tells us. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to wonder where we came from. The Bible tells us in clear terms that God created us and why he created us, which is ultimately to redeem us and have a loving relationship with him throughout eternity.
David Limbaugh with us. The book is called The Emmaus Code, Finding Jesus in the Old Testament. Our countdown to Christmas contribution here on What's on Your Mind to, just get you thinking about the greatest story ever told. And often the Old Testament is not included in that greatest story ever told, right? I mean, the Old Testament kind of gets a rap, and it looks to me like you're trying to change that here a little bit to say, hey, look a little closer, look a little deeper.
It's part one of a two-act play. As the Apostle Paul said, the law is our guardian leading us to Christ. If we don't fully appreciate the Old Testament, we won't understand our need for salvation in God. We think we can do it on our own works and our own merit. The Old Testament points out our inadequacies. It shows how, by the way, though, that God is unchanging. Contrary to what people think, some people think, the God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. Same God. He just revealed himself progressively and more clearly as he went along in biblical revelation and history. So we have a God who is long-suffering, patient, gracious, and loving, who devised his plan to redeem mankind before he even created mankind and knew that we would fall. And he announces in the very third chapter of Genesis his plan for saving us. And so, and you see that the scarlet line of redemption coursing through the entirety of Scripture, through the biblical covenants, which I detail and outline in the book, show how all of those are cumulative and amplify the earlier ones, and how they all find their fulfillment in the New Testament in Jesus Christ. Same thing with the prophecies, the typology. We see types of Christ in the Old Testament in shadowy form, which become clear in the New Testament. It is amazing when you read the Old Testament through New Testament lenses how much more clearly you will see the truths that it imparts.
I was starting to say earlier, if you have a question or comments, David's going to be here at the top of the hour. We're also going to ask him a little bit about his take on the president's speech last night and what San Bernardino and Paris will mean, not only for our war on terror, but also the presidential election. And then Phil Parker from our affiliate legendary 550 K-Fire. He had a question for me. I'll actually tell you the question now. You don't have to answer now. You can think about it. But he said, well, I every brother has a story about brothers about how, you know, something funny they did. He said, I want the funniest thing that Rush ever did. So I said, well, I'll ask, but I'm crediting you with the question. So that'll be coming up too here before the end of the break. David Limbaugh, the book is called The Emmaus Code. Texter wants to know what is the most often quoted, if you know, phrase from the Old Testament.
I may have even mentioned that, but I will say, you know, the Psalms are one of the most often quoted books of the Old Testament in the New Testament. That 10% of the New Testament consists of quotes, direct quotes or allusions in the Old Testament. The exact quote, I don't know. Don't know. Do you know?
I don't actually. I wonder that too. I was thinking when I saw the question, maybe eye for an eye, it's sort of countered in the New Testament, which is kind of interesting. But short break, back with more with our conversation with David Limbaugh. The book is The Emmaus Code, Finding Jesus in the Old Testament. Great Christmas gift, by the way. Order one up. You got it before Christmas. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm
sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday.
Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Import.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. Is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
One question I got on this trip to New York City with our fine listeners a few times. Now, do you really like MyPillow? Again, that question just baffles me. Of course I do. If I get on and say I like MyPillow, that means I like MyPillow. I'm not for sale here, folks. Not at all. If I tell you I like something, I do. And now through the end of the year, this is a great deal for you, too, to own MyPillow. You buy one pillow, and you're going to get four. That's right, four pillows for the price of one, two classic MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows. The best thing about this pillow, you adjust it. I mean, you maneuver the pillow so it fits you perfectly. That's the great thing. And it lasts and lasts and lasts. Comes with that great guarantee. As well, 10-year warranty, and a money-back guarantee they've now extended to March 1st. 800-506-9028 to order one up. Use the promo code SCOTT when you call, or MyPillow.com. just call Scott. David Limbaugh is with us. The book is The Emmaus Code, Finding Jesus in the Old Testament. David is he's an attorney and a good one. Many fans of Mark Limbaugh listening to this program. He's Mark's attorney. Mark raves about him a lot. He's also an author and a nationally syndicated columnist, political commentator. But I imagine you hear a lot about your brother. So the morning show, Phil and Mark, they said, okay, you got to ask, tell a fun story about Rush. What's your funnest story about Rush? And they were kind of meaning like growing up. Did he drive you crazy?
By the way, you met Mark Levin. You said Mark Limbaugh. Mark Levin, I assume, right?
Did I say Mark Limbaugh? Yeah, I meant Mark Levin. I did.
I'll take him in my family any day. He's a brother. But, the funniest story about Rush growing up, no idea. I wouldn't tell you if I did know. I've been a brother of a celebrity for 25 or 30 years, and I've learned not to say anything that could be quoted and embarrass him or me. But I will tell you, we were great pranksters. And if the statute of even though the statute of limitations has run, I still, and we were minors anyway, I still won't reveal some of the awesome things we did, which were so creative that it would shame any of these modern pranksters. They were creative, harmless, and wonderful, but they were beautiful. I just leave you. And also, he was a great impressionist. He could imitate anyone, uncannily so. And so he was like our little Frank Gorshin. He wasn't little. He was my big brother. But, you know, he had his friends in stitches all the time because he always wanted to be a radio announcer, and he used to, simulate announcing, Cardinal baseball games. He was always talented, always gifted at it. But, the funniest thing he ever did, if I remembered, I wouldn't be allowed to tell you, but gloriously, I don't remember.
You can honestly tell us. I love it. Is he coming for Christmas dinner?
He came for Thanksgiving, and he probably will come for Christmas. He does almost every year, yes.
No, that sounds like fun. Well, our best to him. Many listeners to Rush on these very stations. As a matter of fact, three of the four that we're on today are Rush Limbaugh affiliates, so our best. Marlene and Bismarck.
Another reason. If I told stories on Rush, he could reciprocate and destroy me with way more firepower than I'll ever have in my life. You got to pick your battles, and that's not one. Even if I was mad at him from childhood about something, I wouldn't admit it. But I'm not. He's a great brother. Awesome, generous, and the most unfairly maligned man in America. He's one of the reasons that we are able to fight back against these evil forces that are dominating our society now. So I'm quite proud of him and quite proud to be able to call him my big brother.
Yeah, he's exactly right. I've always said that to people ask me, have you ever met Rush? I said, I have. What do you think of him? Oh, he's a great guy. He's just, you know, quiet and quiet. I said, well, he is a little quiet, but he, big heart. Big heart. You're absolutely right. Unfairly maligned all the time.
It is true, though. A lot of people who are broadcasters on air are not that talkative. I mean, he's talkative if you're talking about something, but he's more, you know, he's not that. At least he grew up not being that talkative. And Johnny Carson, all these kind of people. I don't know. I guess they get spent when they're on the air.
Yeah, exactly right. Marlene and Bismarck for David Limbaugh. Go ahead.
Yes. First, I'd like to say, I know this is about David, but Rush is the person that keeps me sane. I will tell you right now. I love him. But anyway,
awesome.
In your book, did you review the seven books of the Bible that Martin Luther removed Catholics still hold true?
You're talking about what Protestants refer to as the Apocrypha. And no, I didn't. But not because I wanted to diss those books. It's just that the Protestants don't believe they're inspired. They believe they're great books and historical and valuable, but they don't believe they're part of the canon of Scripture. And so as an evangelical, as a Protestant, I did not include those. It wouldn't have been intellectually honest for me to. But this book is ecumenical. It's it's not anti-Catholic. My other book, Jesus on Trial, I'm very respectful to Catholics. I talk about the things here in this book that matter to all of us Christians, what we all agree on, the essential things, the salvation issues, and we all agree. Raymond Arroyo, one of the great Catholic hosts, interviewed me on this book, and I knew I would get this question from some Catholics about those books, and I totally respect the Catholic tradition, but it is not something that we evangelicals embrace. But I don't think you would find, if you read the book, that it'll detract at all from what you could glean from it.
Thanks for the call, Marlene. Unfortunately, we're out of time, David, but maybe 20 seconds on the president last night. What'd you think?
Pathetic. And the guy still refuses to recognize and identify our enemy, and he spends all his time lecturing us about how we ought to not mistreat Muslims, and we're not mistreating Muslims. We need to get a commander-in-chief who will defend the homeland, defend our interests abroad, and start acting like an American. But sadly, this man won't. So I can't wait till he's out of office.
You and me both. All the best, and congrats on the book. Take care.
Thank you. Take care.
David Limbaugh, the book's The Emmaus Code.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com. Or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.